Blog Talk Radio.
On the wind, ancient voices and spirits sail. Every mark on this earth tells a tale. Every day that goes by without ever asking why, you believe.
All you beautiful earth angels, wherever and whenever you might be listening to this show across the entire globe. Today is Monday, May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. What is the force we're talking about? The force of unconditional love. Today is a very special day, 2020, in case you're listening to this in the archives. And I am your host, Shishi O'Donnell, coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. I'm a life, love, and relationship coach, a divine lifestyle consultant, and a certified angel therapy practitioner. And you're now listening to International Angels Network, a show that explores angels, healing, metaphysics, and other empowering topics. And we are a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 516-453-9162. That's 1-516-453-9162. You can also Skype into the show for free from anywhere around the world. You'll see a Skype icon on the Blog Talk website while we're live on the air. And make sure you press 1 on your phone keypad or Skype keypad if you'd like to speak with me today, and then you'll be in the queue for a free mini reading. Wow, we have been on a hiatus for a little while. Claudia, our producer and the founder, Claudia Ibarra, we took a month off here, and the whole world has been taking several months off and breathing. The pollution in LA has never been less. It's so clear, and the air smells so great, and nature is restoring itself back to balance. There is a very positive side to all of the crazy in this coronavirus lockdown, and there's another side to it, too. So I really laughed at this funny meme that someone posted today that was about, if you remember that one of those Austin Powers movies, Dr. Evil, was played by Mike Myers. He's bald, and he's holding the cat, the hairless cat, in his arms. And he's saying, on one of those old-fashioned phones, he's saying, "Fear of Corona is on the decline. Release the murder hornets." And it kind of cracked me up. I mean, yes, it's been a lot of people are going through very stressful, horrible situations right now. I don't mean to make light of that, but if this were an interactive video game called Life on Planet Earth, if this were an actual interactive video game, it's pretty interesting. And one of my friends, she was a guest on the show a while back. Her name is T.C. Jester, which actually isn't her real name because I think it's short for the court jester. And her take on things is all to make light of things. And this is all a big grand theater and stage. And she wrote something about if we were to look at life on planet Earth as kind of from this perspective of a game, what would it be like? So I'm going to just quote a little bit of her message on Facebook that she wrote. "About 8 years ago, I started receiving downloads about the nature of our reality. I was informed that we're in a learning simulation known as the Game of Life. After figuring out the key questions, I managed to unlock a channel that allows access into info about the game. So I've been downloading and translating this info to put into a book called Mega Guide, a BS-free guide to life and beyond. And it explains how to hack life and develop our characters by mastering our life lessons. I've been getting a lot of downloads about what's happening in our world, and I was asked to share some of this info now so that players can more easily navigate the current challenges. What's currently happening in our world is a character test. And we're being assessed on the quality of our character and our ability to navigate through a game world challenge together. This is to determine if we're ready to move up to the mega game, which includes the higher levels. I just think this is so cute because, you know, we know we're ascending. The earth is ascending. This is the great shift. This is the great awakening. But what if it was all in the context of a game? So these sorts of tests have happened many times in the game. We know them as crises, catastrophes, and disasters. These are the bleep storms that test whether we're able to act as heroes in difficult situations. The event generator delivers a series of events in quick succession to test whether we have developed positive character. We're judged on whether we follow the golden rule and treat ourselves and others with respect. We're also tested on whether we continue to make positive choices and do no intentional harm. We're further assessed on whether our minds and hearts are open and we practice loving kindness toward others. So I'm going to take a little pause there and just give a real life example. So there are different ways to deal with this situation. You know, I will give a real life example of my friend who I talked to last week. She's a landlord of a property in Santa Monica, and she basically owns the home, and her roommate, as soon as this was announced and her job was furloughed and, you know, her income stopped, she kind of went crazy and basically just like took over the entire house, put her stuff everywhere, and just kind of like camping up and pretty much threatening, well, you can't kick me out for at least a year and I'm not paying a penny, and kind of went really crazy. In other words, not following the golden rule. And there also are other accounts of people who are fighting over toilet paper or pushing other people to get in the last supplies or pushing people out of the way to get. So that's not a great idea. That's not the golden rule, treating ourselves and others with respect. And that's what happens when fear is triggered, which triggers this survival instinct, which is all about me, me, me. And, you know, survival means saber-toothed tiger's coming, you're going to die. And so that's the reptilian brain, which is at the base of our skull. And when we are reacting from that, we usually do fight or flight. So that's why another friend of mine who's actually a coaching client was in line at Trader Joe's, and the guy was one of the guys who worked there actually laid hands on her to push her back into the row a little differently, and she went ballistic on him and basically threatened to rip his head off and said she's never going back to Trader Joe's. But the thing is, fear and rage are two states very closely intertwined. So what happened? I mean, there's such a high state of fear. This poor person who's been working at Trader Joe's dealing with the insanity of these lines and making sure people stay 6 feet apart and probably hasn't, you know, had very many breaks and is taking a lot of the collective fear on trying, you know, and of course it wasn't appropriate to maybe push her a little bit, whatever happened. But one could have compassion for that person and put yourself in his shoes, but not when you are reacting from fight or flight. Then you don't have the capacity to do that. So we all, the fastest way to get out of these nightmarish feelings, such as alternating states of fear and rage, is putting your hand on your heart, taking deep breath and a deep exhale. This is basically slows down the central nervous system, and then the vagus nerve gets stimulated and relaxed, and then you're able to put your hand on your heart and respond from the heart versus reacting. And it has to do with catching things in time. But when one is in that animal or reptilian brain, you don't have a choice. It seems like that's when a car cuts you off and you scream, bleep, bleep, out the window. And they call it road rage because it's fear. You literally thought you were going to die. So instead of just, you know, crawling up in a ball and crying, the energy comes out as rage. It's like because you were afraid. A lot of men have a lot of easier of a time expressing. It's much more manly to express rage than it is to express than to express fear and admit that you're scared of things. But the even more beautiful way, the divine masculine, is a conscious man who is able to intercept those thrown way of being ways of you know, reacting, and come from the heart and breathe logically. And, you know, if you need to pull the car over and take a breather and then get back to it when you're coming from a peaceful place. So carrying on with T.C. Jester's description of this game of life. Now, this particular testing period is a mega challenge bleep storm. We're being tested on whether we have successfully integrated our life lessons, overcome our BS, which is something that she explains a little later called the bogus self, mastered our emotional energy, and synced our brains, heart, head, and gut. Our life lessons have all been about learning peace, love, joy, freedom. So she calls that PL, joy, freedom, F, all the acronyms of PLJF. So the life lessons are all, the purpose of life on Earth is to learn peace, love, joy, freedom. Our life path is personalized so that we each deal with these four themes in different ways. The tricky part is that in order to learn peace, love, joy, freedom, we have to learn about fear, hate, anger, and despair. F-H-A-D. And that's where the BS part comes in. Soon after entering into the game, we start receiving programming to transform us from true self into bogus self, or BS. And we're conditioned to believe the bogus world is reality. So we come to Earth from heaven, and we're in the oneness, and we understand, and we choose our parents, we choose where we're going to be born, we choose the color of our skin, we choose our challenges. And we know that the game, which is a very challenging game, is to achieve peace, love, joy, freedom, and keep that vibration no matter what happens. But it's such a tricky game because of the veil of forgetfulness. We forget our true identities. We come here, and guess who we are? We're exactly who our parents tell us we are. Here's your name. This is your ethnicity. This is, you know, be afraid of this, that, and the other. And they basically program you with all the beliefs. A lot of them are fear-based, but they inherited from their parents and their parents' parents. So this goes on and on and on. And also all the fears about this is how life is. You got to go to school, and you got to go to college, and you got to get married and settle down, buy a house and buy a car and watch TV and da-da-da. This is life. So we have this kind of basically brainwashing, and we feel this is life. That's why so many people during the lockdown, many people were freaked out because their whole identity has to do with their job. So if this job is going to be eliminated possibly and that company never even open up again, who am I? Or if things were working perfectly because you never saw your husband or hardly ever, and all of a sudden now you see him every day. I have been reading some very sad things about domestic violence and stress in the home. And who are we? Are we our marital status? Are we our relationship status? Are we our jobs? No, we're finding out that we're none of those things. And this is a great collective time to reexamine who are we, why did we come here, and what's the purpose of life? And it's not just about a job and earning money so you can pay your bills. This is not the purpose of life. But this is where this bogus world has been guiding us to. And the bogus world is collapsing, thank God. And we have had a wake-up call. And we have had a little time off to get some clarity. Some people are using that time for clarity. Some people are just escaping, which is fine. There's no judgment anywhere. This is the game of life, and everyone has free will choice, and they're all divine beings and can choose wherever they want to choose to put their attention. So, excuse me, let's see, where did I leave off? After level one, most players are full of BS, which is bogus self. Some have more than others. Our challenge is to transform back from the bogus self to the true self, or the free spirit, which means you're basically getting rid of all that programming that was put on you, this unnatural conditioning to, you know, not speak unless you're spoken to, and it's not safe to express yourself, and the world only needs math and science and English people, but anything to do with the arts is just not important, and that's what you came here to do, is express art. And all those things that you were told were reality, you're finding out are not. So we become, so the part of the challenge is to learn how to master your emotional body, which means we become aware that we're full of BS or bogus self and trapped in fear, hate, anger, despair. And we can choose to shift to a state of peace, love, and joy and freedom. So to put it simply, bleep happens, deal with it. Your choices determine your reality. It's not about the event. It's about how you react to it. Lose your bogus self or BS by choosing peace, love, joy, or freedom. Pass the test by making positive choices, and then you level up. I think it's interesting because I've never been a gamer. I've never played any video games except for I used to play Scrabble on Facebook, which has now been the old-fashioned Scrabble, which is very chill. It's just like a board game and you play. Has been bought out by Scopely, and now it's called Scrabble Go. And I used to just use Scrabble as a way to calm down. It's my busy mind. It just was like a meditation for me. I love words. I love letters. And for me, it's incredibly relaxing to just play Scrabble it was something that I did. I wasn't like super addicted to it. Now the new Scrabble is by Scopely is put into this thing where you have to go up levels, and there's always like level up and treasure chests, and you're collecting gems, and if you run out of gems, you have to buy more, and of course it's a whole big, it's like a casino now. It's freaking Scrabble, people, but now, now I know what the gamers are going through, because I'm like, oh yeah, let's do duels, and I want to get to the next level, and oh, I'm going to pay $4.99 because I want to get more gems, so I can do, never would have thought this happened to me. Somehow I got sucked into the hole of gaming. I would never have thought that. I'm just a regular Scrabble player. Okay. So, of course, getting back to what TC Jester was commenting on the if life was an interactive video game. Of course, this mega challenge bleep storm is hard. We're being tested on whether we make positive choices, even in a survival situation. We're being judged on whether we can overcome our negative energy, fear, contempt, arrogance, cruelty, aggression, hopelessness, and cynicism, and make positive choices, helping, supporting, caring, connecting, sharing, collaborating, protecting, finding moments of joy, and freeing our minds from any BS. To make it extra difficult, we're being given media to try and trigger our emotions. We're being assessed on whether we can feel from our gut when a situation is actually dangerous or we're being manipulated. We're being assessed on whether we can detect through our hearts whether another player is authentic and honest or if they're lying and full of BS. We're also being judged on whether we use our head brains to make calm and clear decisions based on information. This is a test of discernment to determine if we're being given factual info or a story that's make-believe. So my mom basically watches Fox News 24/7, and there are other kinds of mainstream news. And when one is watching that, you fully become programmed. That's why they call it programming. So when you're in that kind of, it's almost like the video game that gives you a jolt of adrenaline when you get to the next level or when you get gems or whatever it is. The news does that too. It's kind of like an addictive adrenaline feeling of what's the next thing coming and what's going on. And unfortunately, there is so much misinformation, and we're not really in a fair game as far as all that goes with the media, because there's so much confusion and misinformation. So ultimately, okay, so this is a test of discernment. We're being judged on whether we use our head brains to make calm and clear decisions based on information. It's a test of discernment to determine if we're being given factual information or a story that's make-believe. Ultimately, this is a liberation test to determine if we're ready to ascend to the next level. And what are we in the middle of right now? Ascension. The earth is ascending. The vibration of the earth is shifting. The Schumann resonance is raising. All the inhabitants on the earth, a vibration is raising. And some of us are in a kind of lower vibration that's harder to raise quickly. It's very uncomfortable. But this is our level up. We're in just an ultimate major level up moment on planet Earth. Ultimately, this is a liberation test to determine if we're ready to ascend to the next level. We're being offered multiple realities that trigger different emotions and manifest alternate futures. The first reality is all about fear, hate, anger, and despair, and is basically a continuation of the world you've been living in. We definitely don't want that. No. I say no to that timeline, the Armageddon timeline of the Earth. And there are people who are saying there's FEMA camps and we're going to be chipped and we're going to be controlled and 5G is going to, you know, there's a dark, dark, dark potential agenda and reality that could be happening. Everyone who's listening to this, let's jump into the new Earth timeline of peace, love, joy, freedom. And this is all about all of us co-creating by what are we putting our attention on, a positive world of peace, love, joy, freedom. The third reality being presented is a positive reality, but it's filled with negative BS, with superior winner and inferior losers. It's a trap that's actually the same as the negative reality. So because unity consciousness is fifth dimension, we're all one. So when we find ourselves pointing the fingers of they, and we're going to win, this is the illusion, and a lot of us have been involved in this. You know, the light workers won, the dark is going down, and it's this war in heaven and all this stuff. Yes and no. One could focus on that, or it could focus on the reality that it's not about the winning, the losing. It's about holding a vibration a vibrational frequency of heart-centered love, and no matter what's happening, and when we're called to take guided action in a certain situation, like I'm not helping if there are children being released from tunnels right now that are needing help rehabilitating because they've been sex slaves for 20 years or however long they've been around. I'm not being asked to do that, but if I was, I would show up and say yes. And if you're not asked to do something, you don't need to be learning and knowing every single thing about that. That's what I've pretty much decided. So it's all about holding a vibrational frequency of peace, love, joy, freedom for all, and we have to know that we can do this. And pure focused power of will is how we successfully navigate through the challenges and exit this bleep storm. We also need to ignore temptations that put us in negative BS, so use your BS detector. Lighten up, laugh, find ways to spread joy. Free your mind, question everything. We will make it through the mega challenge bleep storm and ace our judgment so we can enter the next level. We are united and we're proving our avatars are ready to ascend. So I think that's such a great insight. I really loved reading that. It feels very true to me, even if that weren't true, because peace, love, joy, freedom is the state that I want to embody. That's even if all this is made up, I would rather be used by that and have that level of energy, because that's the happiest way to live. And one of the people I follow who's a channel, her name is Magenta Pixie, and she channels the White Wing Collective of Nine. She says it is important to have three phases. So one is you have awareness of what's actually going on. So there are many different things you can research about the cabal and this and that. And you just have a general understanding, so you're not clueless if you have no idea of any of that stuff. So you have awareness. And then the second phase, it's very important, is to declare your personal sovereignty. So what that means is you are a sovereign being, meaning you answer to your higher self and God, but you don't have to answer to other people. You don't have to give your power away. So if you're being asked to do something that you do not agree with, or asked to take substance into your body and you don't have a say, you would say, I do not consent. Because there are those who would take advantage of people who are not in their sovereignty, and that's where we've been for millennia, is giving away our sovereignty. So we're meant to take back our personal sovereignty, which is we're divine beings. What does that mean? Our life is the life of God, Father, Mother, God, our Creator, King, Queen of Heaven, our parent, is also present in us now. The Holy Spirit is within all beings, and we are sparks of the divine. We're extensions of the divine, and we're expressing as the divine. And maybe this is a big video game, and those who are choosing to be quote-unquote villains are also, I mean, they have to be. Everything comes from God. They are expressions of the divine to create such extreme contrast that we can really master in these challenging situations, holding a vibration of unconditional love, despite, and truly having faith. even if you don't know where your money is coming from, even if you don't know if your job's going to be there, even if you don't know what's going to happen, nobody really knows what's going to happen. There is no fixed future. There are infinite potential timelines. But to know that you are connected to your divine nature, your God self knows the next steps to take. We're always being told in each moment, if we're present to this now, what it is that we are needing to do. So for about 5 years, I've been doing angel circles where I offer, you know, guided meditation and a group, and I teach people how to increase their intuition, and we help lift each other up and support each other, and it's been really beautiful. And because of this social distancing, I've changed it to online, and I'm doing it every Tuesday from 6 to 8 for 2 hours Pacific time, so 6 to 8 p.m. Anyone who would like to join for the Angel Circle, if it's your first time, it's free. If you've already attended in the past, it's $11.11, a donation of $11.11, but no one is turned away due to lack of funds. And this is something I would love to invite you to join us. It's a Zoom group tomorrow evening and every Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m. So if you'd like to be a part of the Angel Circle, joining in a guided meditation and learning how to increase your intuition and do readings for the other people on the call, please send me an email at divineguidancereadings444@gmail.com. That's divineguidancereadings444@gmail.com. You can also follow me on Instagram. It's Angel Shishi. I will be putting the link on there tomorrow, as well as on my website, angelshishi.com, and also on my Facebook group, Divine Guidance Readings with Angel Shishi. I'll put the Zoom link there. So if you'd like one email to you, send me an email at divineguidancereadings444@gmail.com, and I'd love to invite you to participate in that beautiful angel circle. So we are going to be taking calls for readings. Listen to International Angels Network, where we explore everything metaphysical, spiritual, mystical, and more. And we take your calls for angel messages live on the air. If you're not able to join us live, you can catch the archived podcasts on Apple Music, Pinterest, Podable, Player FM, CastBox, Podtail, Podchaser, Stitcher, Google Play, and iHeartRadio. You can also find us on YouTube Live. Please go to YouTube, search International Angels Network, and make sure and subscribe. Just click the bell icon to get notifications. And for every 100th subscriber, you'll be entered into a drawing for free gifts. International Angels Network now has online certification courses in metaphysical modalities. To learn more, visit internationalangelsnetwork.com/certifications. So give us a ring, 516-453-9162. Make sure you press 1 on your phone keypad or Skype keypad if you'd like a reading. Thank you to all our listeners for tuning in. We're now going to open up the readings. So let me see who is calling now. One moment. Janet from North Carolina. Janet, are you there?
I am.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Thanks for calling. How can I help you?
Thank you. I would like to get a reading, too, and I was listening to what you were saying, and it sounded very, very good.
Mm-hmm. It takes a little of the pressure, like the drama, off of it when you see it from a higher perspective as a game, and you're just here to master peace, love, joy, freedom. And then it gives you,
yeah,
you know, because that's really the point of life. If we don't have peace, love, joy, freedom, what's the purpose? So do you have an area of life that you are wanting to get clarity in?
I would say my present.
Your present. I love it. Okay. So are you looking at love life, career, life purpose? Yes,
I would have to
read
life purpose.
Life purpose. Okay. So are you in a position where you got laid off and you're not sure what to do?
Well, just with the essential work. I will be going back to work, but it's, you know, essential business. So I'm not working now.
But your company is going to be reopening.
Yes, yes.
But you don't feel it's in alignment with your soul and what you're here to do, right?
Well, far as
your
the
current job
part, yeah, I feel like it suits me, but I feel like it's something else also that I need to do along with that.
Yeah, I agree. So the card I got is Earth Angel. So you are an Earth, you're a light worker who's come to Earth to teach about love. So that's your mission, is to be a light worker and teach about love. And I feel you do that with your community, with your family, with your friends. You are a source, a very heart-centered individual, and you are peace, love, joy, freedom. I don't feel, I think you have been challenged with the base chakra, because I just got that, which everyone has been. I mean, feeling safe despite everything that's going on, not knowing what's going to happen. It says, choose only positive thoughts to describe your home, career, and finances as your words determine your outcome. So when you hear the word Earth Angel, have you ever been told that you're an Earth Angel before?
No, I have not. I've never had a reading like this before. And I lost someone very, very, very special to me, the love of my life, and it's kind of thrown me into this journey, you know.
You lost the love of your life?
Yes, yes.
Okay. When did that happen? I'm so sorry to hear that.
Well, it's been probably about 10 months ago.
Aw, so has that affected your, did you feel that he was a part of your reason for living?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't mean to be like, what's the word? But you've heard some friends are for a reason, some friends are for a season, some friends are for a lifetime. You've heard that concept, right?
Yes.
And so I'm so sorry, my computer is acting up and I'm trying to make sure I can see the people who have been called in, and I apologize, I'm slightly distracted right this second, but I'll be with you in 1 second. My internet went down and it's opening again, so I'll just let that open. So what I'm feeling is, yes, he was kind of like a husband. Was he your husband or just a husband figure?
Yes, it was my husband.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the love of your life, your husband, he was there for a reason for as long as he was with you. But yes, the part of your life purpose was to learn how to love unconditionally, which you did do a beautiful job at that. And you did master unconditional love with him. So great work on that. Okay, so my internet's back on. I was wondering why I couldn't find the other callers. Okay, all good now. Sorry about that. But your actual work.
It was one of those words you couldn't fight against. You know, you just couldn't fight against it. It was going to happen, you know.
It was a what event?
It was one of those types of love that you couldn't fight against it. You know, I mean, it was going to happen.
Right. It was going to happen. And that's because it was his time. And you know you cannot die before your time, right?
Yes.
So he's definitely all around you and hanging out with you and comforting you, and you are here to live your life powerfully, and you are here to do Earth Angel work, which I believe involves kind of like events and maybe women's circles. Maybe you can hold a women's circle for people who've lost a loved one, but it has to do with the spiritual healing, you know, energy healing type things where you're helping people grieve and have inner peace. So have you ever had anything like that or created anything like that before?
No, I haven't. I know that is something that I've always been a caregiver. I've always, you know, took care of. I've been one that tried to fix it and make sure everything is, you know, happy with people. That's just what I've always tried to do.
Yeah, it's beautiful. So we've always done that.
It's just my nature. You know, it's just my nature.
Yeah, your nature is an earth angel to help people and love them and take care of them. So I feel your purpose is to continue that. You know, your husband is gone, but there are many other people who need love, including you. But when you help people, you feel so good and lit up, right? Even now during this crisis, just calling friends and just being a sounding board, and you're great at emotional support. That's what I feel.
Yeah.
So you can do that by creating, even starting in this time, you can start some online groups, start a Facebook group that says, you know, grieving support group or unconditional love support group. Are you stressed out? Let's hang out and talk on Zoom. And it's amazing how healing women's groups are, or things like that are, to allow people to express. So it's going to be you having a little time to figure that out. And I also have your chakra card for you that says, notice messages that appear as sounds and words, both from external sources and from sources within your mind. These messages are real. So I feel like the angels are going to be working with you and whispering in your ear of ways that you can really fulfill your life mission of being an earth angel who brings love and raises the vibration of the planet through ways that are unique to you and things that you love to do. So
well,
the life purpose is not a job.
That along what I've experienced. You know, I have experienced that.
Yeah. So I wish you the best of luck, and whenever your divine timing feels guided to create those, I know many people are waiting and need the medicine of your love, your special energy, your heart that you have to offer. And in return, you will get so much back from that, because you are lit up being an earth angel by serving and helping. So it's going to help, and I feel like your husband is going to help you figure out how to do that. Whether it's meeting someone else who could help you, or co-leader. I could see you being a co-leader with someone that feels really good, so it's not all on your shoulders, maybe someone who's done something similar. But I do see you doing that, and that feeling really fulfilling to you, because it's all about peace, love, joy, freedom, and how do we create more of that in the world.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that, and I will definitely look out for those little nudges. Thank you very
okay.
much.
You're welcome.
Okay,
thank you for your call.
Bye-bye.
Much love to you.
Bye-bye.
Hi. So we have Charlotte from Alabama. Are you there, Charlotte?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Charlotte. How's it going?
Good. But
so how are you surviving this quarantine period?
Actually, I'm not doing bad with the quarantine.
Good for you.
I've been in the backyard a lot. I mean, there are things that I miss, but I have a large backyard, and I can ground very well there. And
well, you
with
have found one of the absolute, most healing things is nature. And so you've been spending a lot of time in your backyard connected to nature, grounding, and that's helping
yes.
you. That's amazing. So do you have a question, or you just want a general reading?
I have a question.
Okay. What's your question?
A friend of mine that is going through some things, and there's one other step for him to go through. My
mm-hmm.
question is, when he goes through this last step, will our relationship work out, or that's just my bye-bye step with him?
I just got the card, Eternal Love.
Oh,
and it's
okay.
An angel holding, kissing, a male angel kissing a woman on the forehead. It says, help me perceive all the love that surrounds me so I can feel safe giving, receiving, and expressing love. I also got the thinking man. So what's happening is he's going through his thought thing, which is not heart-centered. So you're waiting, you're kind of holding space till he moves through all his, you know, you're listening to the show earlier. We talked about the bogus self, you know. It's
mm-hmm.
bringing energy from the head to the heart. And so the divine man, the man of the world, and women who have a predominantly masculine vibe, who are more logical-minded and thinking, the monkey mind, controlling everything, are really being challenged to get out of the heart get out of the head into the heart. So that's what he is going through. I think you're very intuitive. I think you see it and feel it, and you're going to give him space to be in his man cave and go through the ascension, the evolution, you know, in his own timing, while holding space for his higher self and pretty much putting no attention on the character flaws, to leave space for his heart to reopen. That's what I feel. But it's not a lost cause at all.
Okay.
That was basically, and I was hoping, and that I can see a lot, but then there comes to that point where you can't. Well, I can't. I'm too close. That's the best idea.
Yeah, it is sometimes. That's why sometimes we need a little bit of outside perspective. But that's what I feel, and I think you've been very patient, and I do think you are mastering that game of peace, love, joy, freedom. So congratulations on keeping your vibe high despite moving through a lot of challenges in your life.
Thank you.
I think you're a great example. I think you're a great example to others and an inspiration to others as well.
Thank you. And you know, I was wondering about that vibration thing, because so much had been happening. And in one way, I knew it seemed like, okay, I'm going up. But in another way, it was like, am I? It's kind of pieced together. It's hard. I'm not going to take all of that.
Sometimes that ascension, it doesn't always feel like lollipops and roses and yay, everything's great. Sometimes it feels like pure nothingness. Sometimes when you're being recalibrated, you could feel depressed, actually, and you are in the right place, because there's stuff you're being reconfigured. Or you might, you know, some people are describing this time period, you know, when a butterfly goes in the cocoon, they literally melt down into a pile of goo. That doesn't always feel good as we're being reborn to be a pile of goo. But that doesn't mean your vibration is not high. And some of the greatest growth comes when there are these states of feeling nothingness, because there's some great stuff happening behind the scenes. And when you can, you know, think the positive thoughts and think of the world you want. I mean, sitting in the backyard in nature is heavenly. You are creating heaven on earth, because earth is heaven in many parts of it. When you're in nature, it looks like pure heaven. Focus on the heaven. Let's amplify that heaven and bring that heaven to earth for our new earth that we're all going to live in, a world that works for everyone. Okay, Charlotte, thank you for your call. And giving you a big hug through the phone. Many blessings. Have a great evening.
You too. Bye now.
Thanks. Bye-bye. We have Maria from New York. Maria, are you there?
Hi.
Hi. Hello. How are you? How can I help you, Maria?
Yes, I got a tenant. And to me, she did a bracket a lot, because then I went, no, Annalise, I got a photo, the washing machine, and dry. The other day, she put it in the washing machine and dry. You know, telling me nothing or whatsoever. When I go outside, I see all the big bags. I ask, and she told me, I say, well, you did it, that's me, the boss, not you. Not supposed to do that. So now, you know, like I say, I see how much you come in the water, the electric, I give you the, you know, extra money. I don't want to do that. What you think is she broke the lease?
Sorry. I'm listening so hard, Maria, and I'm having trouble understanding. So if you had to ask the question in one quick way, how would you ask, what question did you want the answer to?
All right, I got in the tenant. They said, let it go. You think I'm going to get somebody soon? Another one?
About a romantic partner? A love?
No. A tenant in a house. A tenant. People who don't live in a house. A rent in
a
house.
Oh, a tenant. You're asking if you're going to get a tenant soon. Okay, let me ask that. So sorry, Maria, I'm having trouble.
I'm going to get another one soon.
All right. Well, they're saying to open up your faith and your intuition. It says patience. So, all right. So let's think. Let me see. So how long? We need to ask the angels to help you. Are you Italian?
Yes.
You're Italian? Okay.
Yes.
Abbiamo bisogno di domandare le angele to aiutarti per attrattare la perfetta persona abitare tua casa. So, everyone who's on the phone, we're going to hold space with Maria and imagine that she has the perfect tenant in her place that she's renting out that pays their rent on time and has money. And the angels, Los Angeles, Quierano, I mean, I sometimes mix up Italian and Spanish. Let's see. Los Angeles, vogliono darti molto pace e prendere la tua, I forgot how to say fear in Italian. I know it's miedo in Spanish, but mettere pace nel tuo cuore. So, un momento, respirare e riceva questo pace adesso. So I'm telling her to, the angels are giving her a healing and putting peace in her heart right now. Okay, yes. Spero che questo ti aiuta e ti abbraccio.
Capisco parlare italiano?
Un po'. Ovviamente non molto bene. Okay, thank you. Thank you for your call, love. Grazie. Ciao. So we have Donna from California. Are you there, Donna?
Hi,
Donna. How are you?
Good, just hanging out. I visit all my brothers and sisters, so I'm not alone all the time.
Oh, good. So you have a family. So you've been doing pretty good in this quarantine time?
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah, I'm very careful. I wear a mask and gloves, and I don't go out that often. Yeah.
Okay. So how can I help you? Would you have a question, or you just want general guidance?
I want to know about my love life. I know right now it's kind of hard with the, you know, meeting anyone, but do you feel someone is coming in for me because I've been praying for this? And yeah.
Yeah, it's so interesting because I have one of my coaching clients moved in this quarantine time. So she moved April 15th. She's been like celibate and not dating. She's a gorgeous dancer, you know, just very beautiful, but she hasn't felt in love with anyone for years or even attracted to anyone. And she put on Facebook that she was moving and needed some help moving, and this guy answered. And they fell so deeply in love. They're like moved in together. It was just so interesting that love can make a way. It's such a love story. It's like you can't see anyone. Whatever, she's not afraid. They're both around the same age, early 30s. And they're not going to get sick. And they put the fear aside and they're fine, you know. And, yes, so anything is possible, you know. And you can even start on the phone with people or even FaceTiming. Love wants to express through you, through all of us. And if you don't have romantic partners, you can start by expressing through people in your family, like you said, you're with your brothers and sisters, and yourself practicing what it would someone who loves themselves do right now. What does it feel like to be loved? And imagine yourself loved and adored and held, and do the energetic work of imagining this romantic relationship. And then our imagination is the mind of God. As you get into the vibrational frequency of imagining the reality you want to attract, you do magnetize it. We are magic. So I do think you are going to meet this person in person, though, actually, as it's coming through. But you can practice now by opening your heart and connecting to other people you don't know as just a way to experience these other beings as gifts from God that you get to know. You know, that what do you love about them, and focus on the things you love about them. And you might make some good friends along the way. But I do think that God has the right person for you that you're looking for, that you're going to meet in person when things start getting back to normal, quote unquote normal, but it's when we start leaving the house again. That might be someone you're going to meet, you know, maybe in 2 months or so. That's what I'm feeling.
Oh, good.
But keep the faith. Love is real. You are going to magnetize the love that you want. And do chakra clearing. I got the card clear yourself too, so that it says ask the angels to release any toxic energies that you may have absorbed from the world. There's so much collective fear, you know, your own stuff, and fear of love not being real, and fear of distrust of men and all that stuff. you do your work of clearing yourself and let the angels magnetize your love to you. Does that make sense?
It does, yeah. Oh, wonderful. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your call, Donna, and best of luck to you and much love.
Talking to you. Thank you, Gigi.
Thank you. You're welcome. Okay. Have a great night.
Okay.
So we have Michelle from North Carolina. Michelle, are you there?
Yeah, how are you? Yes, I'm
good.
Here. How are you?
How are you? I'm great.
Good.
How are you, Michelle? How can I help you?
Good. Yes, I enjoyed your talk earlier. It resonated with me. And also, I want to see what you see as far as livelihood for me. Now, mine, it doesn't have to do with COVID. This is something that I've been dealing with way before this.
Ooh,
so
okay.
I can't, yeah.
So to what is the right livelihood for you, the highest vibrational or the highest potential career for you?
Yeah, what direction should I be going in? And because it's been I can't really describe it, but anyway, I need some direction.
Okay, well, the first card I got is have confidence. So Archangel Michael, we're doing a prayer. So just take a deep breath right now, and we're going to connect with Archangel Michael. And he gives people the courage to create a life that is in alignment with their soul. And he helps to release you from fear. So we're going to set aside those fears. You're not good enough. There is no right job for you. No one's going to want you. Any of those like unconscious fears that you might have. And we're going to do this prayer. So Archangel Michael, please lend me your courage and fortitude. Help me realize that I'm one with all that is divine. Wisdom, strength, love, creativity, abundance, and health. Allow me to feel confident and peaceful about myself in all ways. And then the other card I pulled is you're on the right path. So, what path have you been on? Are you leaning towards something that you're thinking is the right area of work?
Yeah, I'm leaning towards entrepreneurship and creating my own. And so that's what I'm thinking of. And there's several options but one or two things that I could do that I'm leaning in, yeah.
So what are what are the options for what you want to be an entrepreneur in?
Okay, I'm very creative, so I design things. And then I was thinking about going to get training in real estate.
Okay, so let's see. I'm going to pull another card on the real estate right now. And the card I pulled is the Sun. Which is a creative, it's the sign of a new period in your life when you're going to birth creative projects. So, I feel a positive feeling when I hear real estate. I do think the right people would be magnetized to you, that your clients and that you can help find houses and all that. I think it's a good idea to learn that, and I think it's a good idea to try the other thing as well. And then the third thing that comes to me is similar to what I was helping the other lady with, that you are a great counselor type person, like you're a great resource for people. Like, are you a connector? You could maybe start your work in the real estate part by actually assisting other realtors that are high powered that make a lot of money by introducing them to people or promoting them or something and then kind of shadowing them and seeing how they do it. That's what's coming to mind for me. And, yes, while you're taking the classes and stuff, you can actually be active with helping someone who already knows what to do that's doing really well, who will pay you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So if you know someone or if someone's coming to mind, maybe make a phone call. Definitely do all your creative things. You can always do that as a side thing. Etsy stores, you're selling your beautiful creative works. That's so important. But they are saying you're on the right path with these ideas. So I would pursue both of them, but getting in action with making connections right now online through sending maybe emails of people that you see that are doing a lot of advertising in your area for real estate and seeing if there's some way you could do a mentorship or an internship or something like that. I feel that you're going to have a door open with that.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're so welcome. Thanks for your call.
All right.
So we have Katie. Okay, thank you. Bye. We have Katie from New York. Are you there, Katie?
Hello.
Hi, Katie.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Hi. I'm fine. Thank you for taking my call.
Great.
I had a question. I had a question about moving.
Okay. And what's your question?
I'm planning on moving to either Atlanta or Charlotte, and maybe between August and October, August or September. And I'm just wondering about the move and am I really being guided to this? I'm just wondering.
I mean, the two cards I pulled on it are heart chakra and emotional sensitivity. So is this about missing something or someone that you want to move, or is it about a fresh start?
I think it's more about a fresh start. I think maybe where I'm living at now, I'm emotionally sensitive around these people, and I'm in New York and relatives and stuff like that. I think I just want to be away from them and, you know, have my own life and,
okay,
and things like that.
All right. So you're trying to decide between, did you say Atlanta and Charlotte? Is it in Donna's highest?
No, this is Katie.
Yeah, is it in Katie's highest good that she moves to Atlanta between August and October of 2020? So I'm getting a yes on Atlanta. Let me just ask about Charlotte. Is it in Katie's highest good that she moves to Charlotte in August or through October of this year? And I get a no on Charlotte. So I think that it is in your best interest to move. And I do think it is going to be really good for your heart to be in a new place where you feel loved and appreciated, where you can have a fresh start and attract love in your life, basically. This move is about love and you being able to give and receive love and be seen and loved and held. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense. I used to live in Atlanta, and dating was a mess down there. Just for every girl, like for a lot of women, like dating. Just like,
yes.
So I'm thinking like,
what, Katie,
I don't know what to expect.
So you're not going to bring your past into your future, and certainly not going to bring a reality that doesn't exist, but you're bringing into reality through your speaking and your judgments into your future.
Mm-hmm.
So, anything can change any day. It doesn't matter if in the past you didn't have a great time with that. The angels are going to help you have love in your life in this one. This is all about heart chakra, and you are going to find the right person. So don't worry about dating as a mess. You might not even have to date at all. You might just be introduced to someone, you know, and it's that simple. Be open to it being simple. Let go of the things that didn't work out and the drama from the past. So thank you for your call, Katie. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you, too.
And
thank you.
I'm excited for your move. Let us know how it goes.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you. So thank you to all our listeners for tuning in. I'm Shishi O'Donnell, and I love empowering people through my one-on-one coaching program. And if you're going through a transition in life, whether work, relationships, or any other area, please contact me for a 30-minute complimentary coaching discovery call where I can offer solutions and support to help you live a life you love that's in alignment with your soul. Feel free to text at 323-251-1955. I also love helping people connect with their angels and guides and get peace of mind through my angel readings. For info on readings, events, and coaching packages, visit my website, angelsheshe.com. That's angelsheshe.com. You can follow or friend me on social media. Shishi O'Donnell on Facebook or Angel Shishi on Instagram. Thanks everyone for listening. Have a beautiful week, and we will see you next Monday.